Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past four episodes, we've talked about tenant screening, eviction protection and rent default insurance, property inspections, and natural disaster and climate risk. Today, we're wrapping up this risk management series with a topic that many real estate investors overlook: cybersecurity and fraud protection. Real estate transactions involve large sums of money, sensitive personal and financial information, and complex processes with multiple parties. This makes real estate an attractive target for cyber criminals and fraudsters. Wire fraud, identity theft, phishing scams, data breaches, payment fraud, and other cyber threats can result in devastating financial losses. A single successful wire fraud attack can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. A data breach exposing tenant information can create legal liability, regulatory penalties, and reputational damage. Cybersecurity and fraud protection aren't just concerns for large companies. Individual real estate investors are targets too. By the end of this episode, you'll understand common cyber threats and scams targeting real estate investors, how to prevent wire fraud, how to protect sensitive data and tenant information, how to implement secure payment systems, and best practices for cybersecurity in your real estate business. Let's start with understanding the cyber threats facing real estate investors. Common cyber threats and scams targeting real estate investors. Real estate investors face several types of cyber threats and scams. Threat 1. Wire fraud. Wire fraud is one of the most costly cyber threats in real estate. In a typical wire fraud scheme, a cyber criminal intercepts email communications between parties in a real estate transaction, sends fraudulent wiring instructions that appear to come from a legitimate party, and the victim wires funds to the fraudulent account. Once funds are transferred to a fraudulent account, recovery can be difficult, especially if the fraud is not reported immediately. Wire fraud losses in real estate transactions can range from tens of thousands to millions of dollars. According to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, business email compromise results in billions of dollars in reported losses, and real estate transactions remain a significant target for fraud. Threat 2. Business email compromise. Business email compromise, or BEC, involves criminals compromising or impersonating trusted business communications to trick victims into sending money or sensitive information. BEC attacks are sophisticated and can be difficult to detect because the emails come from or appear to come from legitimate accounts. Threat 3. Phishing and spear phishing. Phishing is a technique where criminals send fraudulent emails designed to trick recipients into clicking malicious links, providing login credentials, or opening malicious attachments. Spear phishing is a targeted form of phishing where the criminal researches the victim and crafts personalized emails that appear highly legitimate. Threat 4. Rental scams. Rental scams target both landlords and tenants, including fake rental listings, fake tenants, and overpayment scams. Threat 5. Identity theft. Identity theft occurs when criminals steal personal information to open fraudulent accounts, make unauthorized purchases, or commit other crimes using the victim's identity. Threat 6. Ransomware. Ransomware is malicious software that encrypts a victim's files and demands payment to restore access. Threat 7. Payment fraud. Payment fraud includes fraudulent checks, ACH fraud, and credit card fraud. Now let's discuss how to prevent these threats, starting with wire fraud prevention. Wire fraud prevention. The risk of wire fraud can be significantly reduced with strong verification procedures. Prevention step 1. Verify wiring instructions through a known phone number. Never rely solely on emailed wiring instructions. Always verify wiring instructions by calling the recipient using a phone number you independently obtained, not a phone number provided in the email. Verbally confirm the recipient name, bank name, account number, routing number, and wire amount. Prevention step 2. Be suspicious of last-minute changes. Be extremely cautious of last-minute changes to wiring instructions, especially if communicated by email. If you receive a last-minute change, stop and verify through a known phone number before proceeding. Prevention step 3. Use secure communication methods. Avoid sending sensitive information such as account numbers, social security numbers, or wiring instructions via unencrypted email. Use encrypted email services, secure file sharing platforms, or secure client portals. Prevention step 4. Educate all parties. Ensure that everyone involved in your real estate transactions understands wire fraud risks and follows verification procedures. Prevention step 5. Implement multi-person approval for large transfers. For large wire transfers, require approval from multiple people before executing the transfer. Prevention step 6. Act quickly if you suspect fraud. If you suspect you've been a victim of wire fraud, contact your bank immediately, contact the receiving bank, file a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov, and consult with an attorney. The FBI specifically stresses that immediate action is essential. Data security and protecting tenant information. Real estate investors handle sensitive personal information and have a responsibility to protect it. Identify what sensitive information you collect and store. Tenant applications with social security numbers, financial information, background checks, and identification documents. Collect only the information you actually need for legitimate business purposes. Store physical documents in locked filing cabinets with limited access. Use a crosscut shredder for disposal. Protect digital information by using long, unique passwords, enabling multi-factor authentication, using reputable services that encrypt sensitive information both in transit and at rest, keeping software updated, using antivirus software, and backing up data regularly. Limit access to sensitive information to authorized personnel only. Avoid conducting sensitive financial transactions over untrusted public Wi-Fi. Train employees and partners on data security best practices and recognizing phishing attempts. Comply with applicable privacy laws, including Fair Credit Reporting Act requirements and state data breach notification laws. Secure payment systems. Implementing secure payment systems reduces fraud risk and protects both you and your tenants. Provide tenants with secure payment options such as online payment portals, ACH transfers, or credit card payments through secure processors. Use established, reputable payment processors that use encryption. Comply with payment card industry data security standards and provide fraud detection tools. Whenever possible, avoid storing tenants' payment card information yourself. Never retain CVV or other prohibited sensitive authentication data after authorization. Monitor payment transactions for suspicious activity and verify large or unusual payments. Wait for checks to fully clear before considering funds available or issuing refunds. Cybersecurity best practices. Beyond specific threats, implement general cybersecurity best practices. Use long, unique passwords or passphrases for every account, and use a reputable password manager to generate and securely store them. Enable multi-factor authentication on all accounts that offer it. When available, use phishing-resistant MFA, such as a hardware security key or passkey, especially for email and financial accounts. Keep software and systems updated. Updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities. Enable automatic updates when possible. Use antivirus and anti-malware software on all computers and devices. Backup important data regularly using the 3-2-1 backup strategy. 3 copies of your data, 2 different types of storage media, and 1 copy stored off-site or in the cloud. At least one backup should be isolated so a ransomware attack cannot compromise every copy. Be cautious with email. Don't click links or download attachments from unknown senders. Verify sender email addresses carefully. Be suspicious of urgent requests. Contact the sender through a known phone number to verify unexpected emails. Secure your devices with passwords, encryption, and security updates. Use remote wipe capabilities if a device is lost or stolen. Limit information sharing on social media. Criminals can use publicly available information to craft convincing attacks. Vet contractors and service providers before hiring. Verify their identity, credentials, references, and insurance. Review account recovery settings regularly. Make sure recovery email addresses and phone numbers are current and enable alerts for password changes and financial transactions. Have an incident response plan for cybersecurity incidents such as suspected wire fraud, data breaches, ransomware attacks, or compromised accounts. Recognizing and avoiding common scams. Be aware of common scams targeting real estate investors. Fake contractor scams. Verify contractor credentials, licenses, and insurance. Check references. Use written contracts and milestone-based payments tied to completed work. Property purchase scams. Verify property ownership through public records. Work with reputable professionals. Use escrow services. Loan or financing scams. Work with established, reputable lenders. Verify lender credentials. Be cautious of unexplained or unusually large upfront fees. Property management scams. Verify credentials, licenses, insurance, and references. Use written management agreements. Maintain direct access to your properties and financial accounts. Tax or legal scams. Be highly suspicious of unexpected demands for immediate payment, especially by gift card, cryptocurrency, or wire transfer. Independently verify the demand before paying. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do three things. First, review your current cybersecurity practices. Are you using long, unique passwords with a password manager? Do you have multi-factor authentication enabled? Are your systems updated? Do you have secure backups with at least one isolated from your primary system? Second, implement wire fraud prevention procedures. Establish a written policy requiring verbal verification of all wiring instructions through known phone numbers. Educate all parties about wire fraud risks. Third, review how you collect, store, and protect sensitive information. Ensure physical documents are secured, digital information is encrypted and protected, access is limited, and you're complying with applicable privacy laws. Cybersecurity and fraud protection are ongoing responsibilities, not one-time tasks. Final thoughts. Real estate transactions involve large sums of money, sensitive personal and financial information, and complex processes with multiple parties, making real estate an attractive target for cyber criminals and fraudsters. Common cyber threats include wire fraud, business email compromise, phishing, rental scams, identity theft, ransomware, and payment fraud. The risk of wire fraud can be significantly reduced by verifying wiring instructions through known phone numbers, being suspicious of last-minute changes, using secure communication methods, educating all parties, implementing multi-person approval, and acting quickly if you suspect fraud. Protect sensitive data by collecting only necessary information, securing physical and digital documents, limiting access, using secure networks, training employees, and complying with privacy laws. Implement secure payment systems by using reputable payment processors, avoiding storing payment card information yourself, monitoring for suspicious activity, and verifying large payments. Follow cybersecurity best practices, including using long, unique passwords with a password manager, enabling multi-factor authentication with phishing-resistant MFA when available, keeping software updated, using antivirus software, backing up data with at least one isolated backup, being cautious with email, securing devices, limiting social media sharing, vetting contractors, reviewing account recovery settings, and having an incident response plan. Be aware of common scams and verify credentials. Use written contracts and independently verify unexpected demands. Cybersecurity and fraud protection are ongoing responsibilities that require vigilance, education, and consistent implementation of security practices. The cost of prevention is far less than the cost of a successful cyber attack or fraud. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Cybersecurity and fraud prevention practices should be tailored to individual circumstances and updated regularly as threats evolve. Investors should consult with cybersecurity professionals, legal counsel, and other qualified experts to develop and implement appropriate security measures. That wraps up our 5-episode series on risk management in real estate investing. We've covered tenant screening, eviction protection, and rent default insurance, property inspections, natural disaster and climate risk, and cybersecurity and fraud protection. These risk management strategies work together to build a resilient, protected real estate portfolio that can withstand challenges and thrive over the long term. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.